Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 2:15-18. The law of Moses, which was given at Sinai, separated the Jew and the Gentile. Now Christ, in his death on the cross, has abolished that law and united both Jew and Gentile in the body of Christ, the Church. Christ came to die on the cross, so that he might tear away the wall of separation between the cultures of humanity and destroy the power of sin that caused enmity between man and God. Through Jesus Christ, all people everywhere have access to God. The reconciliation of Jesus Christ is a complete reconciliation, whereby the heart of humanity is united with the heart of God. Reconciliation changes our relationship with God and one another. Sin is the impediment which separates us from God and prevents Him from being our Father. But sin is destroyed in Christ. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Ephesians 2:5. We must die to sin and live unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:11. Reconciliation with God must be sought and accepted. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We must seek peace with God instead of being at enmity with God. We must desire to be the friend of God rather than the enemy of God. This reconciliation was accomplished by the cross of Jesus Christ. The place where this reconciliation occurs is the one body of Christ, the Church. Many people do not like the Church, but we must understand that the Church is not a physical body, but a spiritual body of those who have been reconciled to God by the cross. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. Through Christ we have peace with God in the Church, which is the household of God. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.